Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Writing from 1946, with a song written by Arthur Schwartz and Leo Robin called Oh But I Do, and that was appeared in the film The Time, The Place and The Girl, released in the same year. And we will hear some more from Mr. Schwartz this morning, our songwriter of the day. We're going to hear selections from this very fine composer of popular music, and as I mentioned, that is Arthur Schwartz. Well, he's probably not quite as familiar to contemporary audiences as some other composers of popular music in the 20th century. He did work with several of the great lyricists and produced a significant library of fine songs, many of them going on to become popular standards. Well, he composed songs primarily for Broadway and Hollywood productions, and he is particularly remembered for the songs he wrote during his long partnership with lyricist Howard Dietz. Well, Arthur Schwartz, a little bit of a biographical note. He was born in Brooklyn, New York on November the 25th, 1900. Had a musical education and produced his first song that was published in 1923 called Baltimore, M.D., You're the Only Doctor for Me. What a great title. Anyway, along the way, he got to know some of the more established songwriters of the day, like George Gershwin and Lawrence Hart, and they were very encouraging in terms of urging him to continue composing, which he did. And he went on to have some of his songs appear in a Broadway show called The New Yorkers in March 1927. Well, the following year, Arthur Schwartz took up songwriting full-time, and it was in that year, 1928, that he met and began working with Howard Dietz, one of the lyricists that was getting started around the time, and they went on to have a long-standing and very successful partnership in popular song. Well, their first score appeared in Broadway in 1929, and this was followed by several more over the next decade. And we're going to hear songs from some of his earlier shows with Howard Dietz. One of the first shows was called The Little Show. It was a 1927 review starring Clifton Webb, a big star at the time. We'll hear the song, I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan. And we'll hear it in a recording made quite a bit later in 1947 by Dinah Shore. Following that review, the team produced a score for a review called Three's a Crowd in 1930. And we'll hear a lovely duet from that show. Well, we'll hear the duet that was written for the show. It's performed in a recording made in 1946. And will be brought to us by Dick Hames and Helen Forrest. And it's called Something to Remember You By. And for our third show, third number from this set, we'll actually go back to 1931 to a recording that was made at the time of the review. I don't know if the person singing the song appeared in the review. I suspect not. The review is called The Bandwagon. It was introduced in 1931, and it did feature, a little historical note, the final appearance of Fred Astaire and his sister Adele, also his dancing partner, just before Adele left to get married and retire from show business. Well, we're going to hear a recording that was very popular at the time, and it's made by a young star just rising to the firmament at the time, and that is Bing Crosby. And the song is Dancing in the Dark. Three songs from the pens of Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. And we'll hear now Dinah Shore with I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan.
I guess I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized I'd lose the only man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? My boiling point is much too low for me to try to be a Philothario. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one man I thank you. change my plans. I should have realized I'd lose the only man I overlooked that point completely until the big affair began. Before I knew where I was at, found myself on the shelf. That was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all that I could get was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one man I found.
Night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
for you night and day, for you
it will see me through like a charm till you're returning.
So give me something to remember you by.
When you are far away from me,
dancing in the dark. Till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark. But though song is old, through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine, dear one. Tell me that we're one. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. And we can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
Bing Crosby from 1931 with the song Dancing in the Dark, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz for the 1931 review called The Bandwagon. Before that, we heard Dick Haymes and Helen Forrest with Something to Remember You By. They recorded that lovely duet in 1946, and it was featured in the Schwartz-Dietz review Three's a Crowd. In the original in 1930. And we also heard from Dinah Shore from 1947 with a song that was featured in their 1929 review, The Little Show, with score by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. I guess I'll have to change my plan. Well, you're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're celebrating the work of composer Arthur Schwartz. Perhaps not a household name today, but he was immensely respected and popular in the first half of the 20th century, writing songs for Broadway and then for Hollywood. And we're listening right now to songs that he produced when he was working with Howard Dietz, a very fine lyricist around at the time. And this is largely during the 1930s. And of course, they did produce lots of music for revues and musicals at that time. And we're going to hear three songs from some more of these shows. Well, in 1932, Flying Colors was a very successful revue. And we will hear from that show the song Alone Together in a recording made sometime later in 1947 by Beryl Davis, a very fine singer from the UK who settled in the US in the late 1940s. And in 1934, Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz wrote the musical Revenge with Music, and that featured a hit that went on to become very famous, You and the Night and the Music. And one of the nicest recordings of this particular song, I think, is done by Vic Damone in his 1959 recording. So that'll be You and the Night and the Music. And a third review that we're going to hear from is Between the Devil from 1937. Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz wrote the songs for this as well. And we will hear a later recording of one of these songs made in 1955 and brought to us by Frank Sinatra, accompanied by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. And the song is called I See Your Face Before Me. Three more songs written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and we'll hear now from Beryl Davis, Alone Together.
Alone together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong long as we're together. Alone, together, the blinding rain, the starless night, were not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to together, our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be, and we the great unknown. If we're alone together, our love is as deep as the sea.
Guitar stars. So if we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music died, will I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are, I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are. Always. If you could share the magic, yes, if you could see me too, there would be nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Megafono returns for its third year, February 1st to 3rd. Ottawa Gatineau's only music industry showcase, festival, and conference features three nights of can't-miss shows, including sets from Bri Webb, Partner, and the Steve Adamick Band. plus panels and workshops with booking agents, record labels, music publishers, and much more. With passes starting at just $60, you can't afford to miss this year's Megafono Festival. For more information and to buy passes, visit megafono.tv.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning, we are listening to a few examples of the work of Arthur Schwartz, a very fine composer who started writing in the late 1920s and went on into the 1960s and beyond. And we've heard three songs that he wrote with his partner in music, Howard Dietz, a very fine lyricist, and they had a very productive relationship in terms of Broadway and shows and reviews in the 1930s. We heard Frank Sinatra from 1955 with I See Your Face Before Me, written for the musical Between the Devil. Before that, Vic Damone with a very fine version of You and the Night and the Music that he recorded in 1959, and that was written for the 1934 Broadway musical Revenge with Music. And we started out with the lovely voice of Beryl Davis from 1947, bringing us Alone Together, which had featured in the 1932 Broadway musical Flying Colors, all three written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. Well, as I said, we're celebrating the work of Arthur Schwartz this morning. We've listened to a number of recordings he made with Howard Dietz. He also, in the later 1930s, began to work with other lyricists, including Dorothy Fields. And we hear an example of this in their 1939 collaboration, Stars in Your Eyes. So we'll listen now to some songs appearing in musicals that Arthur Schwartz wrote in partnership with Dorothy Fields. First of all, we will hear a song from Stars in Your Eyes, opened on Broadway in 1939, and at the time starred Jimmy Durante and Ethel Merman, pretty famous names there on the stage and in the entertainment field. The song is called It's All Yours, and it was recorded in that year, also the year in which the musical opened, by Artie Shaw and his orchestra, and again we will hear from the voice of Helen Forrest. And then in 1951, Dorothy Fields and Arthur Schwartz got together again for some more writing, and they produced in that year A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and featured some lovely songs like He Had Refinement and Make the Man Love You, and Make the Man Love Me. And that particular song reached the top 10 of the day. We'll hear a recording made by Peggy Lee of that song in 1951. So that'll be Make the Man Love Me. And another musical that the two wrote together was called By the Beautiful Sea, and it was opened on Broadway in 1954. We'll hear a recording made in that year by singer Eddie Fisher with the orchestra of Hugo Winterhalter, and the song, as I mentioned, Alone Too Long. Three songs written by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields. And we'll start with Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest, and It's All Yours.
baby, stop moping. The world, your oyster, ready to open. Oh, it's all yours. If it's health you want to call yours, all the wealth you want, the sun, the moon, the land, and the sea, too. All of it yours, it's all of it yours.
I should have known I've been alone too long. My lips are much too still. My arms have lost their skill. I should have known I've been alone too long. It's been years since I have whispered a foolish love word. And I'd be afraid I'd sing you a faded song. But if you smile and then say, darling, try again. I should have known I've been alone too long. But if you smile and then say, darling, try again. I should have known I've been alone too long.
Why, hello there. I didn't hear you come in. When I'm relaxing by the fireplace, I like to listen to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have marshmallows to roast.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa. And bringing you music from days gone by. This morning we're listening to songs from the catalogue of the work of composer Arthur Schwartz, a very fine composer who wrote mostly for Broadway and Hollywood in the first half of the 20th century. And we've heard he worked a lot with lyricist Howard Dietz, and he also worked with other lyricists, particularly Dorothy Fields, one of the fine lyricists around at the time. We've heard three songs that he and Dorothy Fields wrote together. We started out with It's All Yours from the musical Stars in Your Eyes, the version brought to us by Artie Shaw and Helen Forrest. Peggy Lee brought us Make the Man Love Me in her 1951 recording of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And we just heard from Eddie Fisher and Alone Too Long with the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra from 1954. And that's from the musical By the Beautiful Sea. Well, in the 1940s, Arthur Schwartz also began to extend his songwriting efforts to Hollywood. And he had songs appearing in several successful films, such as Thank Your Lucky Stars in 1943. And he and Frank Lesser wrote 12 songs for that film, and one of them was Oscar nominated. They're either too young or too old. And Arthur Schwartz earned a second Academy Award nomination in 1946 for the song A Gal in Calico, taken from the movie The Time, the Place, and the Girl. And he wrote the music for that, and Leo Robin wrote the lyrics. Well, in 1946, Arthur Schwartz returned to New York and began writing again for Broadway shows, and collaborated on the musical Park Avenue with Ira Gershwin, and he also got back together with Howard Dietz on a review called Inside USA, which was opened in 1948. Well, we're going to hear a couple of songs from this time. We will go now to 1940 to the wonderful swing and jazz singer Mildred Bailey. And she's going to join us with a song from the musical revue American Jubilee, released in that year at the New York World's Fair. Arthur Schwartz wrote the music, and Oscar Hammerstein wrote the words. And the song is called How Can I Ever Be Alone? And then we'll go to 1947 for our next number and across the ocean to the UK to a very fine orchestra led by Robert Farnon. He conducted the orchestra and arranged the number A Rainy Night in Rio that appeared also in the musical The Time, the Girl, and the Place. And the words were written by Leo Robin, and Arthur Schwartz wrote the music for that one. And Robert Farnon, as I mentioned, will bring us the orchestra, and we'll hear the words from Anne Shelton, a very popular singer in Britain at the time. Two more songs from Arthur Schwartz, and we'll start with How Can I Ever Be Alone with Mildred Bailey.
Murky in Albuquerque. And what do they do in Tijuana when they wanna snuggle tight? Well, that's what they do in Rio on a rainy night. They do when skies are dreary along Lake Erie, and what do they do when grass is dewy in old St. Louis, and what do they do in Tallahassee when a lassie says, all right? Well, that's what they do in Rio.
Robert Farnan and Ann Shelton with A Rainy Night in Rio. And before that, we heard Mildred Bailey, How Can I Ever Be Alone? Two songs for which the music was written by Arthur Schwartz, and that's who we've been celebrating this morning. Very fine composer, writing for Broadway and Hollywood from the 1930s through to, the 1960s and beyond. Well, we're going to hear two more songs from this very fine composer this morning. He did leave us a wonderful repertoire of music. And we will hear two songs written back in the, in the 1930s and 40s with his most frequent songwriting partner, Howard Dietz. We will hear Fats Waller from 1935 with the song called Got a Brand New Suit, featured in the musical of that year, At Home Abroad. And we'll close out with Buddy Clark and a song he recorded in 1947 from the review Inside the USA. And the song is called Haunted Heart.
I don't you know the reason why I got a brand new girl, and I won't dispute. She's the reason I got a brand new tie and a brand new suit. When I'm with her, gotta look my best. Put on my tan shoes, brace fast, double-breasted vest. Gotta wear my thick pin, it's a Tekla pearl. With that brand new tie, the brand new suit, the brand new girl.
Why? how. Gotta love my bell. Put on my tan shoes, dance fast, double-breasted man. Like you only get that stick with Inspect my pearl, with the brand new tie, the brand new suit, the brand new girl. Yes, yes, yes.
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart. My lost romance, lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my haunted heart.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.